The answer to eat the Kiranasha, the Pasuk says, Achem Leyachu Bnei Yisrael Kiranasha, Akapayar. They are not allowed to eat the sinu next to the hip socket. Now there are two gita, there's a pnimi and a chitzon. The interior one next to the bone is also min haTorah, while the chitzon is the exterior one next to the basur is also min harabon. And this is to apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, as this mitzvah is a chovas haguf, a mitzvah that has nothing to do with the carpet, and therefore it applies also in Chutz La'aretz. B'fnei Abayis, v'shalov b'fnei Abayis. The mitzvah applies during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, and also nowadays, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. B'chulen u'b'amakdashah. The mitzvah applies both by chulen, non-hegdish, and by hegdish. Even a korban which is not eaten, like an ola, you have to take out the gitanasha. You can't be makar the gitanasha together with the rest of the ola. Instead, you would take out the gitanasha before you makar the ola and put it on the gansho efer, the mound of ashes that was in the middle of the mizbeach. V'noeg by behemah v'chayim. It applied both to behemah and the chayim. V'yar so yamin u'v'yar so small. The gitanasha by the right side and the left side, they're both awesome. V'ena noeg v'og m'vnei she'en lo kaf. The issue of gitanasha doesn't apply to an oak. As an oath does not have a kaf, it doesn't have a hip socket that's similar to a person or to a behemoth. As an ottoman and a behemoth have a round hip socket as opposed to an oath, therefore the mitzvah does not apply to an oath, but if you do find an oath with a kaf that's similar to a behemoth, it would be also to eat the gitanasha of that oath. But no hate by shalom. The isra of gitanasha would apply to a shalom, which is, if you shout the behemoth and you find a baby inside that's fully developed that has been already there for 9 months and is still alive, according to the Tanakhama, that baby is not mutter with the treat of the mother. It's considered like a behemoth that's named Asma. So therefore, the gift of that behemoth would be usur. But if the baby that you found there was dead, or if it had been in the mother's stomach for less than 9 months, in such a case, the baby would be mutter with the treat of the mother. It wouldn't have to shecht it itself. So therefore, it would not be usur to eat the gift of that uber, as the uber is considered part of the behemoth. It's not considered a behemoth b'fnei Asma. Rabbi Huda Omer ain't a noeg b'shalom. Rabbi Huda argues, he said that if you shach the behemoth and you find a baby in there that's fully developed and live, still the gitanasha would not be usher to eat from that ufer. As Rabbi Huda holds, even if the baby is fully developed and has been there for 9 months, the shechita, the mother, would be matur to eat the ufer. You wouldn't have to shach the ufer by itself. So therefore, the ufer is considered part of the behemoth, so therefore, it's not usher to eat the gid of that ufer. The chelbo mutter. And it's also mutter to eat the chelab of that shalo, that baby that you found inside the mother's stomach. And just like you can eat the gid of that baby, so too you can eat the chelab. But the Tanakhama would argue that since the baby that was in there is fully developed, you would have to shecht it by itself, so it's considered a behemoth of b'fnei Asma. So therefore the chelab and the gid of that shalo would be also according to Tanakhama. If you buy a yarech atzat from a tabak, from a shochet, we can't trust him that he took the git hanasha out. It's a lot of terrible, a lot of trouble to take it out, so therefore we cannot believe him that he took it out. We would have to check for ourselves. The chachamim aymer nemanim alav ba'al achilah. The chachamim disagree. They say we could trust the tabachim that they took out the git hanasha, and so too we can trust him that they took out the chelev from the meat that we buy from them. Meseches Chulin Parizayim Mishnah Bei Shaleach Adam Yarech LeNachri Shegit Hanasha B'Tocha Mipnei Shemakomo Nikar. A person can send a yarech shalem, an entire stock, that the gid hanasha is still inside of it, to a gut. As the gid hanasha is mutter b'anah, so you're allowed to give it to a gut. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe Yisrael will see that you're sending it to a gut, and he'll go ahead and buy the yarech from the gut. And he will think that since originally it came from Yisrael, the gid hanasha was already taking it out, so he won't take out the gid hanasha himself. That you don't have to be concerned about, as the makom is nicker, as since the yarech is shalem, it's noticeable that the gid hanasha wasn't taken out from it, so Yisrael will buy it from a guy, will take out the gid hanasha from it. Hanaito gid hanasha. When somebody takes out the gid hanasha from the yard, it doesn't suffice to simply take out the gid. You also have to scrape all around it and take out some of the basur around the gid. Rabbi Huda Aymer Kedelekayim Bo Mitzvah Netilah. Rabbi Huda says it's good enough just to take out the gid itself. With that, you're Makayim the Mitzvah Netilah. You don't have to scrape all around it.